When Ardene closes up shop on Saturday, it'll become the latest retailer to vacate a storefront inside the Cambridge Centre Mall. It's become a regular sight, as short-term leasing advertisements are plastered to windows around the shopping centre. But how does a short-term lease work in a retail environment? Morguard, the parent company that owns the mall, has created a nationwide pop-up program to persuade businesses to take over their spaces with less commitment. The pop-up project provides a unique platform that allows local businesses to showcase their offerings in enclosed shopping malls, Jennifer Thomas, Senior Director of National Specialty Leasing for Morguard, said. Typically, these venues are considered out of reach for small businesses due to high overhead costs and long-term lease commitments. This initiative offers an excellent affordable opportunity for local businesses and online businesses to engage with their audiences in person, allowing customers to interact with their products or services. The hope is that being inside a mall setting drives increased foot traffic that would otherwise be unattainable. There's benefits for the mall, as well, Thomas said. Providing a unique mix of tenants and supporting local businesses are two of them, with the latter being critical to sustainability in the current retail landscape. Since the pandemic, there's been a notable shift in customer preferences towards supporting local businesses, Thomas said. Pop-up shops are now viewed as marketing events that enrich the customer experience, rather than merely temporary solutions to fill vacant spaces. Morguard, which operates malls across the country, has seen success with the idea. It recently won an ICSC Maxi Award for the pop-up project. The award recognizes achievement in the marketplaces industry in categories such as retail store design. Owen Goetz has worked at Toy Tales for 4 years and has seen the mall change. He said customers now flow less consistently through the store but instead seem to come in waves. I started during COVID when it was a lot quieter but still steady, Goetz said. Now it's off and on, it ebbs and flows. It normally picks up in the summer time. Goetz is surprised by the amount of vacant storefronts, and as for the short-term leasing, he's noticed a few different retailers come and go. There's definitely been a lot of change since I started, he said. There are a couple stores I've seen that have popped up for a month or two and then leave. Thomas said there's no doubt pop-ups have become a popular option for many businesses. Whether it's the future of retail remains to be seen. Pop-up shops have become a significant trend in recent years, as they represent a strategic approach to retail that aligns with current consumer preferences and market dynamics, Thomas said. You will see pop-ups in shopping centers across the country, and even national brands are now turning to pop-ups as they recognize the importance of getting in front of their audience and creating unique, memorable shopping experiences.